With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. Members of South Dakota's congressional delegation are criticizing President Joe Biden's withdrawal from Afghanistan. The move by the Democratic president is drawing the United States' longest war to a close. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
Scenes coming out of Afghanistan as the Taliban sweep across the country are dominating the news. Republican U.S. Senator Mike Rounds sits on the Armed Services Committee. Rounds says there is no easy answer in withdrawing from Afghanistan, but he says President Biden did it the wrong way.
Because he decided to identify a date certain in which we would withdraw without regard to whether or not the Taliban had lived up to their agreements or whether or not they were negotiating in good faith. In doing so, the Taliban didn't have to negotiate, they didn't have to make deals, and they most certainly did not have to honor any agreements to actually try to work with the existing government within Afghanistan itself.
Rounds says the president had an artificial date for withdrawal while not recognizing the situation on the ground. Rounds' colleague in the House agrees. Republican Representative Dusty Johnson says Biden missed warning signs.
I have had a sense that in the same way that we have troops in Japan and Germany 75 years after World War II, longer, because we believe that it makes the world safer, that I wasn't offended by the idea that keeping the Middle East safe with 2,500 American soldiers could be of real strategic importance. That being said, I did not criticize either President Trump's decision nor President Biden's decision to do something different because I think it's a really tough call.
Johnson says withdrawal from Afghanistan should have been more conditions-based. President Biden says his administration is focused on getting Americans out of Afghanistan by August 31st. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
South Dakota passed a law in 2011 saying women must visit a pregnancy help center before having an abortion. A federal judge put the law on hold. The state asked the judge to reconsider the temporary ban, but the judge is refusing. Governor Christine Noem plans to appeal. SDPB's Ariel Zients reports.
The law says women must attend a counseling session at a pregnancy help center before having an abortion. Planned Parenthood sued over the law, and a federal judge temporarily banned South Dakota from enforcing it. The judge said the law likely creates an undue burden for women seeking abortions. But the judge says the facts on the ground haven't changed. She says the law will remain on hold until she makes a final ruling. Noem says she will appeal the judge's decision. I'm SDPB's Ariel Zients.
The Food and Drug Administration is formally approving the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for people 16 and older after an earlier emergency use authorization. The approval comes as South Dakota's vaccination rate stalls. The State Department of Health reports nearly 61% of South Dakotans 12 and older have received at least one dose of a vaccine. Just over 55% of state residents 12 and older now have the full vaccine series. Those numbers have changed little in recent weeks. New daily numbers show 331 additional coronavirus cases in South Dakota and no new deaths. The state's death toll stands at 2,057. Active cases are at their highest since early February. There are 2,589 active COVID cases in the state, up 11% from Friday. There are 127 people hospitalized. Of those patients, 13 are on ventilators. The Black Hills Center for American Indian Health in Rapid City is starting a research trial on COVID-19 booster shots. Dr. Jeff Henderson is the Research Center founder and an enrolled member of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. He takes pride in promoting the health of the Native community.
You know, I think the real important, thing with our establishing this new clinical trial research site is that it's being done in an effort to promote health equity, to improve health equity, especially among our members of the Rapid City Indian community, which include principally our Lakota relations.
Enrollment in the trial is open. The clinic previously conducted research on alleviating symptoms of COVID-19 in Native Americans. High temperatures and low rainfall are making South Dakota's drought worse. Recent temperatures in much of the state have been in the upper 80s and 90s with little to no rain. Laura Edwards is the state climatologist. She says current conditions are the worst since the Dust Bowl of the 1930s.
So we're seeing some record dry years, first, second, third ranking dry years now in that southeast corner of the state.
Edwards says crops and gardens in the region are showing signs of heat damage and reduced yield. An economic development group has concerns about the water supply in the Sioux Falls area as demand increases. The Sioux Metro Growth Alliance serves 13 municipalities, along with Lincoln and Minnehaha counties. Jesse Fonkert, the alliance's president and CEO, says discussions about the future supply and demand for water in the area need to start now. The tri-state Lewis and Clark Regional Water System that serves nearly 350,000 people reached its max capacity at 32 million gallons a day in June. A pier man has been arrested after he allegedly drove a truck into two houses in Sioux Falls, sending a homeowner to the hospital. The Argus Leader reports the 24-year-old man failed to navigate a curb early Monday morning. He hit one house, then crashed into a second. His truck ended up in a bedroom. The 41-year-old homeowner was sleeping in the room and suffered a concussion when he was hit by debris. Jesse Peterson, the owner of the first home that was struck, said the impact sounded like an explosion. He said he found the driver unconscious. Nobody in his house was hurt. A police spokesman says the driver could face charges of driving under the influence and vehicular battery. Three people are in custody following a standoff in Pierre. Law enforcement was following up on leads Friday that a 33-year-old man wanted for violating a court-ordered furlough release was at an apartment complex in Pierre. Authorities arrested the man following a brief standoff. He could face new charges of obstructing a law enforcement officer and second-degree escape. Two others are facing charges. A 36-year-old suspect is accused of obstructing a law enforcement officer. The Hughes County Sheriff's Department says a 27-year-old man jumped from a second-story window at the apartment as officers entered. He is being held on unrelated outstanding warrants. South Dakota Congressman Dusty Johnson and his staff won an award for transparency and accountability from the Congressional Management Foundation. The Democracy Award is given to honor non-legislative achievement and performance at congressional offices. Johnson says having open communication through this past year was important to him.
And so we really were bothered by the fact that this incredibly important American tradition was going to have to skip a year because of COVID. And we just decided we weren't going to let it. So we put on our thinking hats and we said, well, how do you have town halls when you can't get together in large groups? And the drive-through Dusty concept came to the front.
Johnson says he tries to use social media to promote positive intellectual conversation rather than attack others.
Of course, we miss the mark periodically. We are far from perfect, but our goal is really more about engaging rather than enraging. And I think people really, I think the Management Foundation was touched by that.
Johnson will be honored alongside other award winners later this fall at a ceremony in Washington, D.C. For more details on the award, check out congressfoundation.org. A South Dakota man's music is featured on a television comedy series soundtrack. Mato Nanji's compositions are on the show Reservation Dogs. The series is about Native American teenagers growing up on an eastern Oklahoma reservation. Nanji says the pandemic allowed him to stay home and work on his music.
With Reservation Dogs, too, because, you know, pre-pandemic, I could not have done this show. Like, I did not have the wherewithal and, like, the knowledge of music to be able to do it. And so, in a lot of ways, it was like a small silver lining in the pandemic.
Reservation Dogs airs Mondays on the streaming service Hulu. Garrettson High School has its first female football player, and she's making a big first impression. It was like a scene out of a movie. Junior Jenna Van Holland scored the game-winning point in overtime Friday against Vyborg Hurley.
I can't even explain how crazy it felt, honestly.
It was a night of firsts. Van Holland's first time playing football and the first time the Gerritsen Blue Dragons have had a female player. But Van Holland doesn't think it's a huge deal.
The boys on the team, they're really supportive and they take me in. It's not like there's a huge difference between us. I'm part of the team and everybody's really supportive on the team. It really doesn't feel that different, honestly.
Until last Friday, Van Holland didn't think much about football. She's a soccer player. But the Blue Dragons needed a kicker. Coach Chris Long says the team's previous kicker graduated last year.
So we were walking by and I said to the soccer coach, I said, hey, we don't got any kickers. Anybody out there for me? Kind of mostly tongue in cheek. I thought it'd be a ha-ha, sorry. And she says, actually, we do got a couple girls that can kick. So I said, seriously? And she says, yeah. And I said, if you guys want to try it, I'm coming back down in about 50 minutes.
Long says a few soccer players tried out, but Jenna was the most consistent. Long says he was just happy to have a kicker. He never imagined the outcome.
If you literally said, what could be the most poetic story of a young female deciding to kick for a football team, the very first game she's ever played in, I mean, to kick the game-winning field goal and be rushed on the field because there's no time left, that's what happened.
Long doesn't know what this season will bring, but he's excited.
It really brought our kids together. I mean, the boys and the girls are getting along and they support each other, and the culture right now is pretty cool.
The Gerritsen Blue Dragons play the Hanson Beavers this Saturday at home. With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. And that is your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. And as always, thank you for listening.